he is utterly sincere in his horror at this. But the thing is, we have heard that before, and we have said it before. There are clear signals in it that he wants there to be structures everywhere. He says there is good practice in various parts of the world that we all must learn from, and there are ways in which I think that good practice has been learned in this country. We had our Ferns report 13 years ago, and there were other reports, and from that we heard the kind of story that came out of the Pennsylvania thing of care for the excessive care for the institution and not enough care for victims, and out of that the clarity in Ireland about the mandatory reporting without fear or favour of these things has become a reality. And I think that Pope Francis, who's looking at the whole world church and aware that this thing will raise its ugly head in everywhere, he wants to see concrete things. He did not speak concretely in that, excuse me, in that letter. And they go, excuse me, well, while he is in Ireland next weekend, I am sure he will address this. I think we shouldn't expect that he will have a clear plan for the change of canon law, for example, or indeed a clear statement of mandatory reporting for the whole world, though he might. I don't want to.
Yeah, that's it, Bishop. It's difficult. It's difficult for people, parents, not even, you don't have to be a parent, grandparent or whatever, to have any situation whereby if someone is either suspected or known to be abusing children, there can be no hiding space for them whatsoever.
No, there can't. No,
ever. And the fact there ever was is just really unfathomable to me.
Yes. No, and to me. But it is absolutely clear that there cannot. And that is the I'm very aware that as I speak on the radio this morning here, there will be people listening to me who suffered abuse, and I suppose I'm shy about speaking too strongly in their presence, because they really need to be the first concern. And at the same time, I think I can say that I believe our practice in the diocese in Ireland now, with the support of hundreds of people in every parish who are the local liaison people, diocesan liaison, this is a thing where the church is pulling together, lay people are pulling together with priests and with, say, in our diocese with me as bishop, to ensure that this is the case, that when there is an allegation, that allegation is faced up to, and we go to the statutory authorities.
And that's the way it is now, Bishop, is it?
It
so
is.
If someone makes an accusation, it's instantly passed on to the Gardaí or relative authorities.
Absolutely. No. Yes, of course. It has to be a credible allegation, of course.
And who investigates or who judges its credibility
Well, obviously, there's no hanging about on that. But when I say, if there was an allegation against somebody who was not in the country at the time, that's not credible.
I get you.
So there is a low threat, that there would be a very low threshold before going immediately to the Gardaí and the and Tusla. And rightly so. There can be no special pleading of any kind in relation to these matters.
I think too, what survivors want to know is, if there are cover-ups, and we know there have been, who's responsible for it? How will we make sure it doesn't happen again? Just complete openness and transparency on this issue. And, you know, I know some survivors groups and survivors themselves feel this is maybe a rehash of old apologies. But do you think it breaks new grounds in terms of the language used? And are you confident, because I know from hearing you in the past, you're very much in favour of the church moving towards where the majority of people want it to be, that there can be no hiding place for anyone who perpetrates abuse against vulnerable people, children?
No, there. On RT this morning, Maeve Lewis from the 1 in 4 organisation said that she was clear that she named the Archdiocese of Dublin, that practices there were absolutely crystal clear on these matters. And I believe the same is true in our diocese and in dioceses all across Ireland. We have that clarity that when allegations are made, they are faced up to immediately and reported to the statutory authorities. Mandatory reporting is the law of our land, and it involves everybody and every organisation, and that includes us in the church. Is this document breaking new ground? I think in many ways Pope Francis is a man of his word. There was not concrete stuff in the document. And yet, for example, on this matter of holding people accountable, he admitted that there was a case recently, for example, in Chile, where people alleged that at least one bishop had known about abuse and had done nothing and was culpable. Badly advised initially, the Pope did not act. He then sent a delegation to Chile who did a close examination of the situation, and action was taken against a number of bishops. So I believe that the Pope is clear in his desire that there be accountability, and that he will take action, and that he will put in place around the world structures into the church's law. But the first thing has to be that everywhere, the kind of thing that I believe we have here in Ireland, that we now have mandatory reporting. There should be no distinction between the church and any other group, and there's not. Like, everybody, these are crimes, and everybody has to be amenable to the law.
With that in mind, then, you know, there's no statute of limitations or such, or we can't say right from this moment forward. Would there be documents, say, for instance, in this diocese that the church holds that could give answers to victims of abuse, or could give or could be evidential in a trial or that type of thing? In other words, are the doors open in that regard?
Absolutely, but they have been, Greg. In the audit, we were audited by the National Board, as was every diocese and every religious order, and everything in our files has been gone through by people from outside the diocese.
Okay.
But do you remember there were all those audits? Ours came out in 2011, and there were a series of all the other dioceses and the religious orders were all audited. There is no question of any evidence in our files that has not been that is not appropriately available to the civil authorities.
I asked that question knowing the answer, Bishop. It was just an opportunity to get that information out there. If you understand,
indeed. Absolutely.
Is this what do you feel about us having this conversation now? Not us literally now, but as the Pope comes to Ireland, Ireland has seen so much pain over the years. Hope maybe we're on a road. We spoke to abuse victims previously who are not good Catholics. They are Catholics.
Yes.
I'm not making a judgment call on that, but they're Catholics. They go to Mass, and it was. It was most difficult for them in that really all they wanted was recognition from the Pope of what went before. So, in a way, is this perhaps a very difficult conversation, but it's happening at the right time ahead of the visit to Ireland?
Now, I'm also sure that for many people who suffered abuse, this is just a reopening of old wounds and old pain. And I can't, and we shouldn't speak too glibly about it being a necessary conversation and so on. Many people who have suffered will experience it as they experience it, and we have to honour that. I do think that Pope Francis really is a man of the truth and a man of love, particularly for people who have suffered, and he's serious in what he has written. And the world, which is the Catholic Church, is a world church. The world is a very big place, and there is a great deal of pain and suffering in it. And this is probably a long, slow road. And yet, I believe Pope Francis is absolutely committed to moving us forward.